This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder, and it is 20 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guest today is John Hayes from the Juno Piano Series. Welcome, John.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we first start by having you tell us about the Juno Piano Series?
Well, sure. So it is in its halfway through its second year of programs. It started fall of 2018, and I started planning it about 1 year before that because we got this beautiful new piano in the Juno Arts Center, and I just thought we need to find a way to use the instrument, and because the community collectively raised about $20-some thousand for it, so returning the investment to them.
So what is your vision on the series, and how has it worked so far?
Well, it's gentle expansion. You know, I really, really hope I can just keep doing this forever. And I think it fills a good niche in the Juno music community because it's one of the only, basically the only arts organization that focuses on classical piano music. Jazz and classics, of course, has pianists come in. Symphony has pianists come in, but it's not a focus, and solo piano playing is not so common in Juno. So,
yeah, and I think I saw, I looked up some information and about you, and I think I saw that you have a mix of local piano players as well as piano players that come in
yes.
from outside.
Well, Juno is just so blessed with this thriving piano community. I mean, there's some amazing players here and people that really, really love the instrument. So, of course, that was a big part of the community of support for a series like this. But, of course, I didn't want to just have, like, the same 3 to 4 people every year and then call it good. So I wanted to bring in some great, great artists that I know from my time down south going to school and up north in Fairbanks going to school for my master's. And
so you have an event coming up this weekend, and you are the featured piano player.
Yes, I am.
I read that you started playing piano at 15. What is it like to start an instrument at 15?
It's difficult. I mean, of course, I go back and forth like, oh, do I want to, like, emphasize that I'm a late starter or, like, really own it?
I think you gotta own it. And I actually was gonna ask if you see some advantages to being a musician that started a little bit later.
I don't know if there are too many advantages, but I think for me personally, it's indicative that I am where I am because I really wanted to do it. And it's that basis of wanting it that allowed me to sort of push through the difficulties. Mm-hmm. In the classical world, you know, so many people start as a 5-year-old, and that's really, really awesome for all of them that they have that basis to work from. It's important for people.
Mm-hmm. Had you played other instruments before discovering piano?
From 14 to 15, I tried to self-teach myself violin. Which didn't work very well. And then at 15, I got this little electric keyboard, and I was able to, that made more sense to me. It was more accessible, so I kind of went with that.
And what was it about piano that just made you fall in love with it?
Well, it's, first of all, there's so much good repertoire for it that supports itself. Well, first of all, I grew up homeschooled, so I wasn't really involved with, like, playing in orchestra or school bands or anything. So I didn't really have a social aspect to music making. So if I had done another instrument, it would have maybe been a bit more difficult for me to really invest myself in it. But piano, it's, you can do everything musically that you need to do.
And have you always done classical music, or have you tried other styles?
basically just classical. Uh-huh. I wish I could play more.
Well, you've got a lot of years ahead of you. You can try lots of things. What can you tell us about the performance that you're going to give this weekend?
Yeah, so tomorrow night at the Jack, it's a program featuring ballades by Chopin and Brahms. And it's a genre I've kind of loved for a few years now, because it ballad implies a story within the music. And I like kind of discovering what those stories are in the music. Some of them, there's no information. Like Chopin said nothing about what they mean, quote unquote. But they're so evocative in their structure and their content that it sort of guides the mind to think about different things. But then some of them are much more explicit. The first ballad by Brahms that I'll play is based on an old Scottish ballad. It's actually a murder ballad, which is a weird genre, where basically in the poem, Edward, the mother sees her son and asks, like, why is your sword dripping with blood? And he obfuscates and says all sorts of things. And then it turns out that through her counsel, he had killed his father. Or it's weird.
And so the drama of that story plays out in the music that
yes,
you're performing. Wow.
Some of it more explicitly, some of it just more feeling and thematic. But there's at the end of that piece, there's a left hand that goes, da-da-da-da-da, which could be dripping from the sword, or could be like a heartbeat that's faltering. Mm-hmm.
How much of this do you share with your audience while you're doing your performance? Do you give them a little bit of this background?
Usually I talk. Uh-huh. Usually I talk. I plan to do a good bit of talking tomorrow because people like that. But sometimes I don't like to say too much because mm-hmm. I don't want to like control how people listen to it. There's so many options for how you can listen that I think people sometimes should figure it out.
Oh. Well, for those who are interested in attending tomorrow, where can they get tickets?
Online at the Jack box office site, you can purchase tickets. But if you just come to the door at the Jack, you can get them right there.
Okay, terrific. Anything else you'd like to share today?
I think, did I say a specific time?
Why don't you tell us again the time?
Tomorrow, Friday, 7 p.m. at the Jack. General tickets, $20. Seniors, $15. Students and youths are $5.
Okay, and for those interested in this continuing series, how do they get information about the event beyond tomorrow night?
We have a Facebook page, Juno Piano Series. That should bring it up. And if you come to the concert tomorrow, I usually try to have a email sign up so that I can email out before a concert comes up.
Okay, terrific. John, it was so great to have you in today. Have a wonderful concert tomorrow night, and we look forward to having you back in when you're ready for the next in the series.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.